Thank you for joining me for my third YouTube video, and this is actually going to be the second episode of my podcast. This is what I'm thinking. I kind of want to transition the format to not so much of me and my face just talking at people and more of ideas and conversations about things that I find important that other people might enjoy listening to. And I've decided to call it Excavation of Self from a quote from a really cool show just on Netflix called Altered Carbon. And the quote is, "Finding truth is more than a search for data. It's an excavation of self. You have to keep going no matter where it takes you, because nothing can stay hidden forever." So yeah, I'm here with my friend Lauren. We're both anthropology majors at the University of Utah, and we just wanted to talk about change, about the natural principle of evolution and how that applies to us in our current lives right now, and how to flow with that the best ways that we can.
Okay, so do you want to start by talking about significant points of change that you've seen in your life?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's spring, and I feel I feel like I've probably mentioned this to you a lot already, but spring just puts me in such a mindset of where was I this time last year, 2 years ago.
Totally.
I didn't actually even think about that. We're talking about change, and it's the season of change and new birth, and yeah. I don't know, what changes, big changes have you seen in yourself since this time last year?
Since this time last year?
Or whenever.
Yeah.
Over the course of your life.
So my relationship with change is half good and half bad, I'd say. I would say that there's a part of me that really enjoys change and feels renewed every time that happens, mm-hmm. but there's also a part of me that uses that as a coping mechanism, an escape mechanism
totally.
For getting out of things, right?
Yeah.
So there was one time when I was having a conversation with my friends about what addictions we have, and I told them that I'm addicted to change, which I do think is partially true, but mostly when I said that, I meant that I was addicted to being able to control my situations. Mm-hmm. There's something really significant about being resilient enough to surrender to change.
Interesting, yeah. Which is totally different than controlling your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say probably the biggest source of change is just being able to take a step back from any situation, if that makes sense.
Most obvious change that I can see is my transition out of religion. I think that's a good point what you said about being able to take a step back, because when you're in the midst of change and kind of trying to force it, like I was trying to do at some points in the recent past couple of years, leaving BYU, and a lot of those were really necessary, me taking really active steps to change, but then also can get kind of clouded, doesn't always feel as organic, and I think I was maybe trying to remove a lot of things, I was really concerned about removing a lot of parts of my past self, if that makes sense.
Like what?
Give an example. I don't know, absolutist thinking, desire to have peer approval, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, those things were associated with a dark time or associated with, religion and BYU. And so, I was just very, once I left, I was I have to just get these things out of my ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think that's what you're saying, an obsession with control that
mm-hmm.
isn't really productive, maybe.
Yeah.
It's not you can just eliminate parts of yourself.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, that's a really good
point. To change. The best changes that I've seen have happened really slowly and naturally, and
mm-hmm.
I can see them looking back rather than in the moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one about peer approval is really interesting, because if you think about, it's easy to say, okay, don't care what anyone thinks, just do what you need to, but I think rather than trying to just remove all emotions from peer interactions, which is basically what not caring what anyone thinks is, maybe changing your peer group, because it's really easy to get stuck in your comfortable peer groups even when it's not serving you anymore.
True.
But if you find people around you that actually want what's best for you and are being constructive in your life, then it's really good to not act in a way that seeks approval.
Totally.
But you will feel approval from just being really present with them. It's easy to like what you were saying earlier about absolutist thinking, I think it's really easy to say, okay, my whole situation is bad. Whereas, okay, so we're talking about like evolution as a whole. And
exactly. When you were just saying that, I was thinking like evolution, but go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and evolution happens in harsh environments. So the ability to see, okay, what parts of me can I like make more resilient in this situation? What parts of me are being hurt in this situation, and trying to like be aware of it and alter your own reactions or your own like relationship with the situation, rather than just thinking that the only answer is to completely remove yourself.
Yeah, that gave me chills just thinking about like just thinking about evolution and how, I don't know, how universal of a basic like biological principle it is.
Yeah, it's nature's rule.
It's like the only thing that doesn't change is change itself, is evolution, is the fact that you're always adapting and using that to improve. And yeah, like I don't know if our response was just to avoid all those situations or just like throw everything out when one piece of it doesn't work, like our species wouldn't even exist.
Yeah, yeah, everything would just die.
Yeah, death. That's all there is.
Yeah, it's also easy to say, okay, if I'm not like everything else in this situation, then I don't fit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're thinking about like the evolution of different kinds of biological beings, then there's multiple different ways that things can exist in the same space.
There's so many
and they're all serving
a
purpose. Yeah, exactly. So it's easy to be like, okay, I don't have everything in common with this like group, this space that I'm in. Like, I don't fit. But really, you might be serving like a purpose that you just don't see or recognize.
Yeah.
So it's very easy for me to like look at the people around me that are just super creative and really in touch with their emotions and in the moment at all times. And it's easy for me to be jealous and say, ugh, like, why am I not that way? Like, why can't I just be more open all the time? Like, why can't I be feeling and expressing my emotions all the time? But there is something valuable that, like, me not being comfortable in those situations has to offer, I think. Like, I would like to think.
I believe that for sure, yeah.
I think as an introverted person, yeah, it's easy for me to, if I'm like quiet in a situation, it's easy for me to say, oh, like, why am I even here? Like,
why are you this way when all the other people around you are?
Yeah, like, what is this doing for me? What am I doing for the situation? When really I'm learning from the people around me, and people around me are like learning from.
Yeah, more than you're aware of.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
More than you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People around me are always influencing the way I think. And I think that's true for everybody.
That's true for
all of us all the
time. Even the people who say, don't care what people think.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Even if you're reacting against what people are saying, you're
still...
That's
the definition of, like, of conscious existence, like, of life, is responding to your environment.
Mm-hmm,
like, that's
exactly
what separates us from things that are not living. So,
mm-hmm.
Of course, we're always being influenced by the people around us.
Like, in times like that, just taking into account, okay, the people around me have influenced me so much, there's no way that I haven't done the same for them.
Definitely.
Like, there's absolutely no way that something that I've said or done hasn't, like, impacted them in the same way. And if it hasn't, then... That's not on me.
Well,
like,
I mean, like, I'm happy that you're coming to that perspective, because that's really cool.
Yeah. What about you? What do you think?
What do I think?
You've got this.
About what?
What are things that trigger change for you?
I think, honestly, new seasons.
Yeah.
That sounds just really simple and basic, but new seasons always do that for me. I don't know why, but fall is actually a really tough time for me,
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
Okay.
I used to think it was my favorite season because I was like, I'm a sensitive emo boy and like I love art and indie music, so fall has to be my favorite season. I think we've talked about that maybe before.
Yeah, we're on the same page, whether we've talked about it or not.
Yeah. True. The transition from winter to spring is my favorite because, I mean, for lots of reasons, for just biological reasons. I finally have vitamin D and can see beyond the Utah winter inversion, so.
Yeah.
Chemically, my brain is happier, but I think that triggers a lot of change for me because I don't know why, it's been this way for a long time. March specifically, I always, without really trying to, just find myself in this kind of retrospection of like, what was last March like? What was the March before that like? So I guess things that trigger change are being aware of past changes.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Because I think, I don't know, maybe we underestimate our abilities to change.
Totally.
Especially without those big, dramatic, I'm transferring schools, or I'm moving cities, or I'm like cutting out these people. Aside from those more clear changes, sometimes it just kind of feels like you're the same person, and then I look back and I can recognize like core aspects of myself, and then, but then when I look at the person in March last year, if I met that person now, it would be like I was talking to a stranger, basically, in the best of ways, because I admire who I was then, and I almost like feel proud of and grateful for that person that exists in March 2018 and March 2017. Being able to internalize that just really motivates me for where am I headed for March of next year, even just like for right now, for like tomorrow and next week. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think something that you said about, we can have these big changes that are obvious markers of I'm changing as a person.
Yeah, which might be really necessary and awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yes. Those little slow changes are what like really transforms
definitely.
Us.
Yeah.
It's really easy to say, okay, I feel stuck. I need to upheave my whole life and like...
That's almost easier.
It is, yeah. Like, it's
which
easier
is weird.
To see, it's easier to recognize, it's easier to report, right? Like, say, okay, I'm starting a new chapter. This is it.
Yeah.
Not just, it can't just be like scratching off the surface change.
Yeah.
It has
You're
to be
me
like...
out.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Feel like that's what it, I feel like that's what it comes down to. Is environmental changes can... be necessary and incredible, but if you're not willing to do the inner work, what's the point?
Yeah,
you're just
absolutely.
And you're just experiencing the same things in a different place.
Yeah, if we just were super honest with where we're at, then the world around us would appreciate where that is and like find some way to make use of it, right? There's no way that we can be that is not correct because we're here.
I love that.
There's absolutely nothing
There's
we
no
can do that
to,
is
to
wrong besides like harming other humans. We can take from whatever situation that we're in. The world around us can take from whatever situation that we're in.
I love that. I feel like that's just like the best way to conclude is there's no incorrect way to be. There's no incorrect way to change as long as you're, you know, aware of the influences that are guiding the change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be present with where you're at. Be willing to change in positive ways.
Do the inner work to be able to be aware of what changes need to happen. And
just stay in touch with your values and you can't be wrong.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks.
This is really nice.
This is great.
Yeah.